Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. So, some people were making a real big deal about President Biden having indentations on his face that they believed was from his CPAP mask. We knew he had sleep apnea, nothing new. Sleep apnea is something that I think is underdiagnosed. I think a lot of us have it, but we don't go in for the sleep study. Even if we get our spouse to go in for the sleep study, they don't want to wear the mask. But I got to tell you, the masks have gotten better. And those of my patients or family members who have been on the mask, they feel so much better. They've been losing weight. They have so much more energy. And their memories are better. And I really do believe that a lot of us are hypoxic when we sleep. We don't get enough air to our brain or oxygen to our brain. And CPAP allows this push, this continuous positive airway pressure to get to the brain. But Joe Biden is 80 years old, and so when people saw that he had this marking along his cheek, which I'm a little surprised about because usually that goes away right after you wake up. You usually won't have that facial indentation all day long, because he was speaking, I think, to reporters, and you could see it along the left side of his face, and he was in a suit, so I mean he had to get dressed. So for that indentation to still be there, either he has facial swelling, which I don't think he does, or maybe he's been wearing it when he doesn't sleep. So that I found a little interesting. That line usually goes away in a few minutes. Shouldn't be walking around with it long term. Anyway, CPAP and sleep apnea are common. Not surprised Joe Biden has it. Wouldn't be surprised if President Trump had it, former President Trump. And those who have it may not know. Their family member may know if they have sleep apnea because they may gag in their sleep, choke, gasp, or stop breathing. So you might be sleeping next to somebody who does this. Yeah, that's sleep apnea. If you hear that kind of stuff, that person is struggling to breathe. Now, some individuals with sleep apnea who are single say, I don't know if I have sleep apnea, but I have woken up like that. Did you have a nightmare? I don't know, but I wake up a lot in the middle of the night. Well, that's your body waking you up because your oxygen's too low. You have many individuals asking for sleep medication. And they're asking for sleep medication because they wake up in the middle of the night for no reason. You're waking up in the middle of the night because you're hypoxic, you're losing oxygen, and your body is trying to wake you up. Don't sedate yourself. So when oxygen levels are dropping in the brain, that obviously is I think it puts you at risk for heart attack, stroke, and it's underdiagnosed. And I've asked people, I go, look, do you snore at night? Yep. Do you stop breathing in your sleep? I think so. All right, would you like to get a sleep study? Nope. Why not? I'm not wearing the mask. So what is this mask? Well, this mask is a machine that provides continuous positive airway pressure, CPAP. And it provides a steady flow of air, humidified, into the nose and mouth to push through and get the air where it needs to be. Now, there's two different types of sleep apnea. You have obstructive and central. Central is where your body, just in the mind, just stops breathing. But obstructive is more common, and that's where your tongue can fall to the back of the throat and block the airway, large tonsils, neck fat, positioning, how you sleep. So if you sleep on your back, everything falls to the back of the throat and can decrease airway. Airway resistance causes a sound. Like when you make a farting sound, that's airway resistance that you can do with your mouth or with your tush. When you can change the flow of air. So that's why people snoring, that you do that by decreasing airflow. So CPAP pushes past those tissues, preventing the airflow. And I feel that not only is it underdiagnosed, but the CPAP is underutilized. I think as soon as you sustain an injury in athletics, a concussion, you should get on some oxygen or get on some CPAP. I think some of the reason why we have CTE and traumatic brain injury issues is because you lose oxygen during the inflammation. And so we want to get air to that right away. And I think it can actually put off dementia. I mean, if Biden is using his CPAP machine during the day, and that's why he had this line across both sides of his face, we see the other view, and it was usually don't necessarily see that. I mean, I get people who wear glasses may have that indentation, but it won't always stay indented. The skin smooths out after a few minutes. So there's a chance that maybe he's wearing it during the day. But it might be slowing down his cognitive. We know he has cognitive issues. And maybe they're giving him more oxygen to make him more alert. I think it does make people alert. I don't know if I really would recommend everybody do these oxygen bars, because I don't know how clean the tubes are. But what I do recommend is if at all you think you are losing oxygen, you need to, or you have sleep apnea, or you wake up tired or with a headache and feel like you never get a rested sleep, please get evaluated for sleep apnea. And if you have a high family history of that, and there's a high family history of heart disease, stroke, dementia, I think CPAP could slow that down. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I'm going to get this on Facebook Live. All right, hold on a second here. There we go. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so as I said before, I would rather fix a problem than complain. You know, we could be complaining as the day is long. We could be saying, oh, this sucks, this stinks, this sucks. But let's fix it. Let's fix it. So the country is really, really split on what happened with SCOTUS today and the affirmative action ruling. And the pros and cons is the people that are in supportive of it say, you know, finally we're going to have verbiage that doesn't discriminate against anybody. Nobody gets discriminated against. Nobody gets picked over because of race. Nobody gets chosen because of race. There's going to be equality. And it's going to be based on merit. So somebody who is worthy and has merit doesn't get chosen over just because of their pigment and amount of melanocytes in their skin. The cons, people are concerned that, well, wait a second, if we're going to base it on merit and the merit is already in a disparity where you have people coming from China who might have a more aggressive school system, or people coming from other places where they can afford Princeton Review and Kaplan, then these people who are going to be more worthy or have the metrics such as the GPA, et cetera, didn't have to work while going to school, et cetera, they're going to have an advantage, and that advantage will still leave other people out. So I see both sides. I do. I think it's a slippery slope having any verbiage that allows us to choose. I agree in terms of SCOTUS saying you cannot have discriminate or choose based on race as the 14th Amendment protects. But I do understand that many people are concerned about, well, if many communities don't have the same education, they don't get access to plenty of teachers. They have often more substitutes in some communities because some teachers don't want to work in some communities. And if the education is failing, we have to do something at the college level to make that up. Well, my answer is, why aren't we fixing it at the kindergarten level? Why aren't we fixing it at the preschool level? Now, mind you, my grades could have been way better in school, but I had to work 3 part-time jobs. So I get how some individuals who don't have to work that can actually, I waited tables in medical school. I mean, individuals who don't have to work, yeah, they do have the ability to then get better grades because they don't have to. I mean, I had to get ready for a shift by 5 p.m. I would work till 11, then I had to do my side work, and then I had to get up by 6. So, yeah, the amount of time I could study would be less. Now, mind you, I still passed all my boards. I still studied, and I was just one of those students where I wouldn't let, you know, fewer hours stop me from learning the material. But some people have advantages, and some people have disadvantages. That doesn't necessarily mean it has to be corrected by doing something that can discriminate against individuals. And mind you, any sort of race that may initially benefit may turn around and get discriminated against a decade or two later. So the language can't be there. But we do have a problem that I hope people are discussing, is we do have a equality problem and a resource problem in our education system. So I went to 12 schools. And some of the schools were in poor neighborhoods. Some of them were in wealthy neighborhoods. And I went to a school in a wealthy neighborhood. My parents had some good years and bad years, mostly bad, but there was a couple good years where I got to go to a school, and they just said outright, it's about the SAT. So you are going to learn vocab words. We are going to test you on a pool of 100 vocab words a week. You're going to learn 20 new ones. You're going to memorize them, and we are going to get your vocab scores up on the SATs. Well, that's how I ended up getting a 1450 on my SAT. I don't credit me being smart. I credit that it was that one class with that one teacher at that one school that helped me. And each school concentrated and focused on different things. It's not very uniform. And so when we were told in Baltimore schools, many of them were failing in math proficiency, okay, you're not going to be able to correct that at the college level. That's got to be corrected early on. And, you know, teachers are telling me that a lot of teachers don't want to teach in certain neighborhoods. Some teachers are calling out. They're having trouble recruiting. Let's say there's a community that has fewer clinics or medical providers, and those individuals get sick during the school year. They get sick during the school year, and so they're going to call out more. It's all a domino effect. So when somebody says that there's equality in the school system, there isn't. There's major disparities, just like in healthcare. That doesn't necessarily mean, though, you're going to fix it by saying, you know, what's the color of your skin? Okay, then you get it and you don't. We're really ignoring the problem. In fact, there is one professor who says he was told to inflate the grades of Hispanic and black students. Professor Zach DePiero is suing Pennsylvania State University over claims that he and other white staff were racially discriminated against, and he was told to inflate the grades of certain minorities. Why isn't anybody addressing why there is a disparity in grades? What's happening? And that needs to be fixed. So my worry is we're going to be going into this little mini civil war, just like we did with abortion. And the underlying problem isn't being addressed. With abortion, the underlying problem is why do we have a million unintended pregnancies? What are we doing wrong? Is birth control not working? Are we not giving out condoms? Are we not offering free birth control under Obamacare? All these things we thought was happening. You know, if we didn't have a million unwanted pregnancies, the country might not be going to civil war over the whole Roe v. Wade thing. Just like with this, if we didn't have such a disparity in schools, we might not be fighting over, well, we need colleges to be able to use race as a factor when they admit. Yeah, so it's, you know, this is, and you know, I talked about the elitist attitude of these Ivy Leagues, Harvard, Princeton. I knew early on I would never get to go to Harvard. I wasn't rich. It wasn't that I wasn't smart enough. I had a 4.5 GPA. I had AP classes. I had honors classes that allowed you to go above the 4.0. I had extra. I had the 1450 on the SAT. No. Because I'm not Harvard material. I was probably not bougie enough, and I couldn't even afford the application fee. I remember wanting to apply to Stanford, and I couldn't afford, I think it was $30. Whatever medical school, but I wanted to apply to medical school. I couldn't afford a lot of the schools. So I only applied to two medical schools. I didn't have the money to apply to medical schools. So not having money already, you know, puts you at a disadvantage. And, you know, I guess we have a system in America where if you are, you know, of the bloodline of the rich people and the, you know, Gloria Vanderbilts and the Bidens and the Trumps and the, you will be in these fancy schmancy universities. And then they will also take some additional people. But, you know, just to know that, okay, if I don't get to be in the Ivy League, I am never going to get to be president. Or I'm never going to get to be, if I don't go to Wharton School of Business, I'll have a tougher time at a higher, getting a vice president job on Wall Street. It's one of those things where already a good majority of us, that's why many people didn't take student loans. They're like, well, if I'm not going to, you know, be able to get into Harvard or all that, I might as well go to a school I could afford or not go to school at all. So I think the system does need some fixing, but I don't think, you know, going against, you know, the idea of, you know, we all, you know, shouldn't be judged. We just all can't be judged on our color. But we do have issues at the school level where kids are failing. We need to find out why. Is it the textbook? Is it the curriculum? Is it the teachers? Is it the principal? What is it? And we need to fix those schools. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update.
The court has effectively ended affirmative action in college admissions. And I strongly disagree with the court's decision.
President Biden on the Supreme Court decision striking down affirmative action. Private and public universities taking race into account when they decide who to admit. He called on schools to do what they can to legally work around the ruling.
They should not abandon their commitment to ensure student bodies of diverse backgrounds and experience that reflect all of America.
The court now saying that taking race into consideration violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Legal experts say the ruling will change the landscape of education in the USA. Among the many Republicans celebrating the decision, former Vice President Mike Pence. He says he was pleased the court put an end to what he called the egregious violation of civil and constitutional processes. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this study has kind of made people a little concerned. There's a study saying that for those women who are menopausal and they take hormone replacement therapy, they might be at higher risk for dementia. Now, I know many of you have heard a study saying, wait a second, if we don't take hormone therapy, we're at risk for osteoporosis, for heart disease, the studies are back and forth. And in fact, one study had shown that some individuals taking estrogen and progesterone were at higher risk for heart disease. So hormone replacement therapy, I'm on it. I had a hysterectomy, and I'm on it, and I'm very glad that I am. But then again, I come from a family with very thin bones. And so I'm on it to protect my bones, and so far it's working. I also exercise a lot. But I definitely don't want dementia. So this study comes out of Denmark. And the study was published in the British Medical Journal. And it was, they looked at 5,600 cases of dementia. And these were Danish women between the ages of 50 and 60 years old. And they looked at 55,890 people through the years 2000 to 2018. So this was before COVID, because I know COVID has caused a lot of memory loss and changes. And they compared with people who never used hormone replacement therapy, people who had received estrogen / progesterone therapy had an increased rate of all-cause dementia. The estrogen progesterone therapy was positively associated with development of dementia for those on continuous regimens. Now, the cyclical treatment versus the continuous treatment were still similar. And that was for women who received it by the age of 55 years or younger. So they say further studies are warranted to determine whether these findings represent an actual effect of menopausal hormone therapy on dementia or whether they reflect an underlying predisposition in women in need of these treatments. So basically, whenever we have a study like this, where if somebody takes a medication and they end up being looking to be at higher risk of having something wrong with them, one thing we always have to assume, even though the easiest thing to do is to go after the medication, is look secondarily at, well, why did they get the medication? Is there something that predisposed them to needing the medication? So, like, let's say for me, if I come from a family that has a high risk of osteoporosis, you know, Northern European descent, do they have a higher risk of dementia? And so the reason why I was on the HRT was for a medical issue that also seems to be correlated with dementia. You know, researchers are kind of looking at those who have very, very heavy menopausal symptoms. I had hot flashes, but they weren't that bad. I started hot flashing in my late 30s, but it wasn't that bad. And the women in my family have very mild menopause. Does mild menopause mean we're less likely to have dementia? Or is it more likely? So, you know, it doesn't mean to stop your hormone replacement therapy. And, but it does make us realize that as we do things to fight nature, there could be some risks. So, this one study should not change everybody's attitude towards being on hormone replacement therapy. Estrogen and progesterone is needed when you still have your uterus. You cannot just take estrogen if you still have your uterus, because unopposed estrogen could cause endometrial cancer. And in fact, there's been a rise of endometrial cancer that they've discovered. And I wonder if it's because people are taking their own, they're not, you know, going into the doctor, they're taking their own estrogen, and they don't realize that if you still have a uterus, you have to have progesterone. So I think there's a lot of people treating themselves, which is an issue. But so if you don't have a uterus, like me, just the estrogen should be fine. You don't necessarily need the progesterone. Now, some people feel better with the progesterone. Some people feel better with a little bit of testosterone. But they just looked at estrogen progesterone treatments. Now, there's also a difference between pill and transdermal. So I get a lotion. And I put the lotion on. I don't use a patch. I don't use a pill. So the next question somebody has is, well, if it was people taking the combo pill, did that have a higher risk of something? So there's a lot of variables that have to be looked at. What you need to do if you are at all deciding HRT is, do you have risks that would contraindicate that. So, for example, is there breast cancer in the family? Have you had breast cancer? Have you not had a mammogram, so you don't know? I've had patients call into telemedicine saying, can you put me on hormones? And I'm like, when was your last mammogram? Oh, I haven't done that yet. I don't believe in those. I go, then I can't give you hormones. Because I could be accelerating your... I could be accelerating a cancer. Yeah, same thing with uterine cancer. These are things that where we need to... We need to know your risk factors. Same thing with blood clots. If you have a history of blood clots in the family, you need to have some testing to see if there's any genetic tendency towards you getting those blood clots. Now, some people get blood clots because they are sitting at a desk for 12 hours and never getting up, or they smoke. But if you have people in the family who have had blood clots that didn't really smoke or have trauma or cancer or anything that would predispose them to a clot, then there could be a genetic. And there's a hypercoagulability panel that some labs do, different name based on the lab. And I recommend those get done, because if you do notice that you are a higher risk for clots, you might not be able to get the estrogen. So, you know, it's a little tricky when it comes to, as we age, and, you know, now being middle-aged, hysterectomy, menopausal, I see how nature is trying to drag me down. Sagging and just the joints hurting. And, you know, I hiked up a mountain. It's a small mountain, but it's a fun one. Good hike, about an hour and a half hike. We took the technical side. Not like I could do 20 years ago. Not like I could do 10 years ago. I see age take over. And HRT is a way to fight that. And I am supportive of people using it to stave off medical complications of aging. I'm not doing it so you look younger. I'm not doing it so you could try to live till 120. But if we could protect your bones, if we could protect your sleep, if we could protect how you feel, and some studies have even shown cardioprotective benefits as well, I'm a fan. But there are side effects. And if, let's say, that does put you at more at risk for clots and you're getting little mini strokes, yeah, you could have dementia. So this isn't that much that this earth-shattering a study. It's just you need to talk to your medical provider if you are going to be on it and outweigh the benefits and the risks. Everything we do has benefits and risks. If you take an antibiotic, if you take a Tylenol, there's benefits and risks. Usually the benefits outweigh the risks when doctors recommend it. But you should still be aware. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you had asked me about, and again, I'm not a financial show, but I do appreciate the questions. People think that doctors are really good with investments. I'm not really that up on it because I've been so busy trying to read up on medicine that I don't necessarily read up on, there's a lot of things now that have gained popularity where you pool your money with unknown people to be able to invest in real estate like Fundrise or sponsor loans. And rather than you putting all the money out for the loan, you could put $25 in and then get a percent of return. And so a lot of individuals, there's a lot of companies now that are like, we are going to supply the loan, but you are going to have hundreds of loan holders, and they're all going to have to get the piece. Loans are going to cost you more, but because you can't borrow from a bank, the advantage is you borrow from us, higher interest. And so there's things like that where some people have been making money on. I think it's a nice way to do it. I wouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. Excuse me, I think diversifying is good. I'm still very mixed on all that Bitcoin stuff. I don't really trust it, even though I know that we are going more technical or virtual when it comes to our money. Paper money is going to be a thing of the past. Please don't go to me for that. Although, this one headline has been making some rounds on 401ks. And there are some financial experts warning against the Roth 401k. Now, again, this isn't me. I don't know much about it. I never got to have investment accounts because I worked for myself. So I didn't really have a boss putting money in. Although I think you can manage your own Roth nowadays, but a little different. But there is a financial expert that has projected that he has lost over $400,000 in retirement income by investing in a Roth plan. So he now wants to warn others. Derek Saul, 38 years old, believes that the difference between the tax he has already paid on his earnings versus the possible lower tax he would pay in retirement means he has missed out on substantial savings. With the traditional 401k plan, employees do not have to pay taxes on the retirement savings, but they will have to pay income tax during retirement. By comparison, a Roth investor will take that tax hit up front, but then they get a later tax break in retirement. Yeah, see, I agree. I wouldn't like that. I like the other ones. Yeah, because you're going to pay more now when you earn more. Now, somebody could say, Dahlia, taxes are going to be ridiculous later. So try to pay now, and this way you don't have to worry about it later. And again, some people like the peace of mind, but I would probably go the other way. So he actually did an exclusive with Daily Mail and said, you're way more likely to have a lower income in retirement than you have today. So you'll likely be in a lower tax bracket in the future. Now, he didn't lose, I don't think, $400,000 all at once. But he thinks overall he did. He said, for that reason, it makes sense to take a tax break now and not invest in a Roth. He said, so in other words, you would decide not to pay a 22% tax right now, but instead invest in a traditional plan and save that 22% and pay an average of 5.7% in retirement. That's a huge difference. It's the same distinction for an IRA. They said, but these are just investment accounts, which an individual can open through a bank, an investment company, or a broker, rather than a workplace or employer-sponsored plan. They said, in real terms, an employee on a $70,000 annual salary putting $10,000 into a traditional 401k would have their taxable income reduced by $60,000 a year. That 10% placed into their retirement savings is not taxed. But when you take the funds out during retirement, you'll owe income taxes based on your income and tax bracket at the time. See, that's what's so nice about these employer plans. These employer plans are really cool. One is they're putting money in. So not only are you getting salary, but they're putting money in, which is, I think, pretty cool. And it's pre-tax. So I love pre-tax. Pre-tax stuff, I think, is great. And I think the way taxes are going to be later, even though on the whole we are going to be paying more in taxes, our bracket will be different because we're going to be making way less when we're 60, 70 than we are when we're 40. But they say a Roth 401k investor on the same $70,000 annual salary and $10,000 retirement contributions would pay tax on the total $70,000 now, no deductions. But when they withdraw the funds, they pay no levies. So, I honestly, as a physician, it's so funny. People always ask us what we're doing with our money. Now, I have much more wealthier colleagues. I went into primary care, so family medicine doctors, pediatricians, internists, we don't make the money that the surgeons do, the plastic surgeons, the specialists do. So if there is any money, anything that you'll see a primary care provider do, it's either because they own a business, They own a practice. They have people working under them that could maybe augment their salary. Or they have investments. And it's just fascinating because people are like, well, Dahlia, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like, well, you know, please don't follow me. I am not a risk taker. But what I have noticed just in anything I've done, whether it's money, medicine, whatever, it's moderation. You know, my husband for years told me, don't invest in bonds. It's a waste. The rate, it makes no sense. And I didn't invest in bonds to invest in bonds. What I did was something which I recommend everybody do. And I'm no financial expert, but I know this was amazing for me, especially during the Great Recession when I had to support some family members and bury. And it was, thank God I did this. But I asked Treasury Direct, which is how you buy bonds now, to automatically deduct from my bank account $50, maybe $100, either every month or 2 months or 3 months. And then I forgot about it. And my husband, I told him I did it, but he's like, oh, that's a bad investment. Don't do it. Okay. All of a sudden, we needed money. Our bank account was bottomed out. We were helping family members. No money was coming in because of Obamacare. This was 2014. And thank God I had a few grand in bonds. I mean, I'm a physician with no money in the bank. And it was because of student loans and because we had to bury family members because nobody had money. Nobody had life insurance. I was the only person in the family that went through college until my brother did. And so everything fell on me. And I wanted to post on Facebook, our bank account had no money. My husband wouldn't let me post it. He's like, that's going to freak people out. And I'm like, I know, but I'm like, I need people to know that this economy is bad. I know in Wikipedia they said the Great Recession ended in 2009. I was nearly bankrupt because, again, patients weren't paying. We had bills, but once the high deductibles came into play and patients weren't working and insurance companies weren't working, nobody was paying. That's why I closed my office. It's not that I never got sued, no problems with patients, everybody had good care. I'm like, I need to get away from Obamacare and get a job. I need money coming in. And that's when I went to teach. And my show was growing, so I was able to spend more time on the show as well. So even though bonds, let's say, wasn't the best investment, because I squirreled it away, now it's like hiding a 20 in your pocket. I mean, as long as it doesn't get ruined in the laundry. I like that. So for those of you that want, you know what, I want to know I'm tax-free and I could just relax with that money and count on it, you might find that a benefit. But I do agree, you know, the less taxes you can pay, the better, because we already pay enough. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.